USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Security Advisor in the Biden administration, Jake Sullivan, has been named as one of three in the Hillary Clinton campaign that falsified documents and created the Russia collusion hoax. That hoax by Democrats enabled mainstream media to attack President Trump for years. The president in late 2017.
When you look at the Hillary Clinton investigation, it was, I've been saying it for a long time. That was a rigged system, folks. That was a rigged system.
Hours after Canadian police removed protesters camped nearly a week near the Ambassador Bridge has reopened. The Detroit International Bridge Company said the action follows a state of emergency declared in Ontario, Canada, and an injunction granted by an Ontario judge, which took effect Friday. The convoy of trucks blocking passage were protesting mandates by the government in Canada. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The country of Poland has opened up its borders to Americans leaving Ukraine by land without advanced approval. The State Department is encouraging U.S. citizens to depart immediately, with an estimated 130,000 troops on multiple borders with Ukraine. Based on 2021 traffic congestion levels, traffic is back in America in cities across the nation. The top five worst is Philadelphia, with an extra 50 hours a year wasted in traffic. Next is Chicago, followed by San Francisco and Los Angeles, California. And as expected, New York is the worst in America. NASA has published some of the first recognizable photos that were taken from the James Webb Space Telescope. On Christmas Day, the James Webb Telescope launched into orbit from South America's French Guiana spaceport. After a 30-day voyage from the launch pad to the operational orbit, about 1 million miles from Earth, including an unexpectedly recognizable view of its vast mirror system, what the kids will call a selfie. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
In light of a Biden administration official being identified as one of the architects of the Russia collusion hoax, GOP Congressman Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, told One America News that the alleged surveillance of a House lawmaker's office by Capitol Police is particularly frightening and dangerous.
Well, I do think it's a dangerous threat. It's the weaponization of government against people who you disagree with politically. And it's not supposed to operate that way in the country. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. It's supposed to be respect for the First Amendment. But it all flows out of this attack on our liberties, this cancel culture mindset, which basically says, now, if you don't agree with me, this is the left's position now, if you don't agree with me, you're not allowed to talk. And if you try, we're going to call you names and we're going to try to cancel you. And if you try enough, the government might even use the government to go against you. And that is what's particularly frightening, particularly now when we just learned that the FBI has purchased this new Pegasus spyware spying technology. This is dangerous. I mean, this is the ability to use this technology and to see everyone that you're talking to and texting and listen to you on your phone device is frightening stuff. I mean, imagine if Peter Strzok had that capability a few years ago. What would he have done when he was trying to get Donald Trump? I mean, so that to me is a real concern.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.